Welcome to the Post Podcast, brought to you by Eagle Communications. I'm James Bell. On this episode of Updates from the Post, the Eagle Morning Show's Mike Kerner speaks with representatives from the Kansas biggest rodeo in Phillipsburg. This interview originally aired on KAYS on Thursday, August 1st.
You know, here at the Eagle Morning Show, James and I have been talking about, by the way, it's 8:46. We've been talking about the rodeo that's tonight. And if you haven't heard about this, I don't know where you've been hiding, but it's the Kansas biggest rodeo. It's in Phillipsburg. I've seen commercials for this thing and heard commercials on the radio for this thing, and it is big. I get a chance to talk to Ruth about every year. Maybe there's been 1 or 2 years in there where you haven't been able to do this, but it's been, God, how many years you've been doing this now with us? Like 20 years, yeah,
probably.
something like that. Yeah. So Ruth has come in here and she talks about it, and Ruth goes around and helps out rodeos all over the country. She is a busy cat. And, so I want to thank you for all you do at the rodeos, and you know, rodeos inside and out, and have how to, I guess, organize them. And I guess the board kind of does a lot of that stuff.
Yeah. My job is just to take the news of what's going on at the rodeo and disseminate it to you people, because you people are on the front line to get the news out to the general public.
Yeah. And Mark is with you too today. Yes. Mark, the rodeo clown, and we'll talk to him here in a second, but you've got some new stuff that's coming up. And tonight is actually a big night at the rodeo because there's so much happening. And one of them is the, what is it? The family or kids night tonight?
Yeah, we call it family day. And if you've got kids that are 10 years or younger, they will get in free to the rodeo tonight, reserved or general admission seating, with the purchase of an adult ticket. So we want to make it family friendly, affordable for kids. Then we do a free barbecue tonight as well. So you come up, feed your family for free, and make them eat that hot dog so they aren't begging for cotton candy so early.
Yes. And there's also a band
tomorrow night.
Okay.
Tomorrow and Saturday.
And then Tough Enough to Wear Pink.
This is our 13th year, I believe, of doing that Tough Enough to Wear Pink. And for every fan who walks through the gate tonight wearing pink somewhere, we give a dollar plus some wonderful, faithful sponsors who match that. And that dollar, all that money stays local. It goes to local people in North Central Kansas, South Central Nebraska, who are going through cancer treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And we've raised $96,000. And that feels good to know you're helping your neighbors, your friends in the area, just by being at the rodeo.
Yeah, so what I was noticing, $96,000, over $96,000 in just 13 years of doing this.
You bet.
So a lot of great support from the community, and give back to the community. So rodeo starts up tonight. Mm-hmm. What time is the show all begin?
We kick it off every night at 8 p.m.,
okay,
but we do some sheep riding, some mutton busting at 7:15. So come early, get your hamburger, get your pop, get your lovely adult cold beverage, and sit down and enjoy a great show.
So the show starts tonight at 8 o'clock, but there's always cool things before and after. And I'll bet kids just run around there. It's just kind of a fun time.
You know, that's what rodeo is. You bring your kids, you bring your significant other, you bring your mother-in-law, you just make memories, because that's what summer is about, and that's what Kansas is about.
Yeah, and also this being like one of the biggest rodeos around, you also get some great competition from all over the country, and I might be able to add all over the world to come in.
Yes, we have 7 of the 9 reigning world champions competing in Phillipsburg.
Oh wow!
And you may not know their name, you may not know who they are, but they are guaranteed to make a better chance for making a better ride, making a better run, and you're just going to see some really good competition.
So a lot of competition tonight. So what's on hand tonight? What will we see tonight in the rodeo?
You're going to see the same 7 events all 3 nights. Bareback riding, steer wrestling, tie down roping, team roping, saddle bronc riding, the ladies barrel racing, and then every night we wrap it up with the bull riding.
Okay, people love that bull riding too.
Yeah. Anytime you take a cowboy who weighs 150 and a bull who weighs 10 times that, there will be fireworks.
And then you also have a clown that runs around out there in a suit that's 150 pounds too, right?
Yes, we do. And he is one of the best too. I mean, Mark Swingler was with us 4 years ago. He's back this year. That's one thing about that committee. They hire good acts because they know that's what people like.
Yeah.
And Mark's one of those.
Yeah. And Mark, you've traveled around what? Have you gone all over the world or just the United States?
No, I've gone to Canada and everything, but I've done a rodeo in every state in America except for Maine, including Hawaii and Alaska. So I've been everywhere.
You need to work on that Maine Maine next year.
Well, I got offered a deal in Cape Cod, and I was booked that weekend.
You better work on that so you can just complete that resume.
Complete the deal.
Yeah. Well, it's always fun for you to go out there, and you see kids having fun and adults having fun out there. Any stories that kind of resonate with you, something that's just kind of fun all the time?
You know, we do have a good time, and you never know what's going to happen. You get thrown things at you all the time, and you just don't know. And I remember one time we were in San Dimas, California. I get a knock on my trailer, and this guy's standing there, and he said, "When are you going to help me put my makeup on? Who are you, man?" And he was a shock jock out of L.A., and they told him he could help the rodeo clown. So I said, "Well, let's." You know, I explained to him, I said, "Tell you what, I'll put you in one of my acts." So I put makeup on him and everything. And he did the act. We had fun and all that. Well, then he decided, what about when am I going to get in the barrel?
Oh, God.
And I said, what do you mean get in the barrel? And he said, well, he said I could get in the barrel. I said, you don't want to get in the barrel, man. I said, you know, we get a little serious out there then. And, I told everybody on the radio okay. So I was talking to the stock contractor, John Growney, and I said, told him what's going on. He said, let him get in for the first four bulls. They won't touch the barrel. He'll be fine. I said, okay. So I explained to him. I said, now, when I tell you to get out, it's time for you to go. So we were getting in the bull riding, and sure enough, you know, the bulls kind of come around. Well, then he kind of started thinking he knew what he was doing, started waving his hat at the bull and trying to intimidate him and everything, but they weren't going to hit the barrel. Well, I got the sign that the next one would. And so I told the guy, I said, hey, man, I said, this one's for real serious business. You need to get out. I'm fine. I know what I'm doing. I said, no, really, you need to get out. And he said, I'll be okay. I said, fine.
you just
stay right there, pard.
And once you learn your lesson.
That bull came out, got rid of the rider, looked straight up, and hit that barrel 9-0 and hit it so hard, and it rolled him across there. And all you could hear was this shock jock, Mr. Macho Man, cry like a little bitty girl. And when I finally got to him, he was just hollering at me and get me out of here and everything. And so that was the end of his rodeo career. But boy, it sure made for some laughs for us.
Well, it's a lesson learned. And also you get a chance to tell that story, but think about all the years that you've done this and you've you know where to be safe, where not to be safe, where it's not going to be safe. And you know that not just for yourself, but that's your job out there is to protect those cowboys and cowgirls out there. It may look like fun. You're the clown and you're having fun with it and talking to Randy and everything. But that's what you're out there for, is kind of to help with safety.
It is, and it gets a little serious during the bull riding here, especially in these big arenas and everything, and we do need to know. They'll tell me where to put that barrel, or kind of watch this one, because he'll come, and he's quick and everything, and so it gets serious, but, we do have fun and at the same time, but I'm talking with the bullfighters all the time. They're talking to me. If the bull hits me down in the barrel and all that, because I can't see anything, they're talking to me, let me know where he is, what's going on, and everything like that. It's okay to come up. That's the worst thing in the world when you raise your head and you're looking at a bovine with horns on right there. So there's lots going on, but we do have a really good time.
Is it different? Is your show different with different stock contractors?
You know, it is, because sometimes we don't have to worry about anything. The bulls just, they're there to buck and they don't really fight. Here's a different story. All of Butler and Sons bulls, I keep an eye on all of them. Even if they say they won't hit it, I'll still keep an eye on them and everything.
So you travel around, you do the clown thing all over the country, and as you said, also the world too, and you work with different announcers, and Randy's the one that's been doing it here for a long time. Have you worked with Randy before?
Many times. Probably, I think first time I met him was in 1995. So over the years, we worked a lot of performances together. We not only work great together, we're really good friends. We took a trip to Hawaii a couple years ago, vacation and everything. And so we're close family, watched our kids grow up. So always a blast.
And so you work with other announcers too as you travel around. You're not like one team that travels around.
No, we work with different announcers. I might get Randy at 10 shows one year. This year I've got him here, and that's it.
And there's certain ones that you kind of got a rapport with, and you work back and forth with really well. Then some you're like, Oh, well, I'll deal with it.
And unfortunately, it is, and you deal with it, and then you don't go back.
Yeah. But Randy's a good one, and he's been around a long time. Probably one easy one to work with.
He's one of the best, by no doubt.
Well, anything else you want to share with today? What they can look forward to tonight?
A nice weather.
Yeah.
Action-packed rodeo. Again, Benny Butler, Butler & Sons, NFR Stock, NFR Cowboys, Announcer of the Year. Our music director was Music Director of the Year, Jammin' Jill Franzen. So that's a big component of our rodeos nowadays, where it wasn't 20 years ago. So it's going to be a great show.
Very good. Well, I hope people go out. And Ruth, back to you real quick. If they want to get tickets yet for today or tomorrow or even Saturday's performance, how do they do that yet?
Heritage Insurance in Phillipsburg. You can either go in and buy them, or you can call with your credit card and do that. And let me emphasize, if you think you're coming to the rodeo Friday or Saturday nights, don't wait till you get up there to pick your seats, because they're going to be pretty picked over.
Yeah, this rodeo sells out. This is a big rodeo.
Yes.
So get your seats early. I would just get them ordered today.
Yes.
Okay.
Call up there today.
And again, the name of it?
Heritage Insurance.
Heritage Insurance. So look them up. You can Google them and find out their number, and they're in Phillipsburg. Oh, I see it right here. 785-543-2448. But again, if they're driving and they can't write it down, remember, just Google that, Heritage Insurance of Phillipsburg, and they'll take care of you over the phone.
You bet.
Ruth, thanks. Nice seeing you again.
Thank you.
And Mark, thank you for coming by too.
Appreciate it.
Sharing your stories. Mark and Ruth, Kansas Biggest Rodeo, the Phillipsburg Rodeo, starting up tonight, going through Saturday. Get your tickets. This is the Eagle Morning Show. It is 8:57.